We continue our learning of the Nishmas Davi ben Menachem, which Ham Yaakov Bevilichos Zolio went over. It's Perek Dalad Mishnah Yud Dalad. Rabbi Nehorai Omer. Who is Rabbi Nehorai? Some say claim it's Rabbi Meir, because Nehorai in Aramaic means to illuminate, like Meir. Some say it's Rabbi Nechemya. Others claim it's Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch. But what did he teach us? Have a gola lamokom Torah. A person should exile himself to a place of Torah. Says the Bar Tunura, why? Im ein tamnei chachamim im komecha. A person realizes that he's not going to be challenged sufficiently in Torah. There are many people to learn from in other places, so then he should exile himself from his community to a place where he'd be able to learn. And don't say, well, it'll follow me, Tamnei Chachamim will come here eventually. Not true. Person should, if it means to move to a new community, more of a Torah community, so then that is a person's obligation, and not wait and anticipate that it's going to come to him. The language of exile, according to some of the Mefarshim, is that even though in the new community it's a bigger sacrifice, it may not be as comfortable. Nonetheless, we assume that Gullus is not as comfortable as wherever we are. To exile means that it's going to be more challenging and a greater sacrifice. Nonetheless, that's the obligation that the Mishnah teaches us. And then the Mishnah says, "Shechaverecha yikaimuha v'yadecha," because your friends will fulfill it biyadecha, with your hands. What does that mean? Your colleagues are going to cause the Torah to remain with you. So it says the Bar-Tunura, this means the following. So don't think that your friends, I'm not going to exile myself to a community where there's more Torah scholarship. I will, and maybe Rabban, I'm not going to come to my community, but my friends will. My friends will learn there, and they will come, and they will be mekayem the Torah biyadecha with my hands. They will help me. They will teach the Torah that they learn in those yeshivos when they eventually come to my community. Shetilmod mehem mashalamdu hemin harav. Whatever they learn from that rabbi, from those rabbanim, from those yeshivas, when they return, I learn from them. Do not say that. You have to go yourself. You can't compare listening to the shiurim from the rav himself to hearing them secondhand. Per Shacher, another explanation for what this line means. Once again, the line is, which means part of the statement is, it connects to the previous statement. Don't say it's going to the Torah will come after you, and your friends will allow you to fulfill the Torah and will establish the Torah in your hands. That's not going to happen. Another explanation, why am I telling you to exile yourself to a place of Torah? Because your friends will allow you to establish the Torah in your hands. What does that mean? Or even if you're very, very sharp and you're able to analyze Torah. The only way you're going to be able to become a real Torah scholar is through your friends. Well, you have, there's a back and forth interaction with them and analysis with them. And that's what the Mishnah means when it concludes, which is the next line in the Mishnah. Don't rely on your own understanding. So one explanation for it's a continuation, as we said, of the previous statement. Don't say the Torah will follow. Eventually, the Rabbanim will come to me or through my friends, and they will fulfill allow the Torah to be established in my hands because they will teach me what they learned. That's part of the no statement. Don't say this. Don't say this. And the other explanation is, Chaverecha yikamu v'yodecha is a positive statement. It means, why should you go to a makom Torah? Because your friends who are there, who are also in the yeshiva, are the ones who really are going to help you establish the Torah within your mind. It's the give and take that you have in chavrusa learning, in chabura learning, in those yeshivas, that will allow the Torah to be established with you. So this is what it means. You need to be with those friends in those areas. Not that your friends are going to come and teach you, and we're telling you don't wait for that to happen. But rather, no, you need to go to the yeshivas because it's chaverecha yikaimu v'yadecha. And indeed, that's the way you will be established as a Talmud Chacham. And as the Mishnah concludes, ve'el bina secha al tisho'ein. And maybe as a continuation, you should not assume, do not rely on your own understanding that you can do this independently. The Gemara says about Seches Tanis and Anzayin Amar Alepha. Harbe lamati me rabosai umechaverai yosem me rabosai umetamidai yosem ikulam. A person learns a lot from his rebbeim, from his friends, his colleagues, his chavrusas, even more than the rebbeim. And from your talmidim, you're learning even more. The Gemara says in the Midrashim say in Koheles that when Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai passed away, Rabbi Elazar ben Arachi, remember him? He was the greatest of all the Talmidim. Wade put him on one side of the scale, and everyone else, you know, he'll tip the scale in his favor because of his greatness. Yet there's an unfortunate story. We said he was shakel keneged all chachamei Yisrael, and when Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai died, so Rabbi Elazar ben Arachi went to his wife, and they went to another community. And he realized that he really should have been with his colleagues and continued to study Torah. He was really there all alone. His wife didn't want to move. And why? Because she said, "Mitzrichin lemi, who needs who? They need you. They should come to you." Amar la, hein tzrichin li. So he was at fault. He said, "Oh well, they really need me. I'm the chacham of all of them." So she said, "Hapas v'achbarim, mi darkon alecha seitzel mi. When you have brain, you have mice. Who goes to who? Have you omer achbarim eitzel hapas? Obviously the achbarim, the mice follow the pas. You're the pas. You're the bread. You're the one with all of the Torah. So the mice should come to you." Shamala, he listened to her, v'yashav, and he remained in that community alone without his colleagues and did not move ad shashachach l'mtamud until he, Rabbi Elazar ben Arach, forgot all of his learning. So el bina secha al tishoin, we should not rely on our own understanding. We always need to interact with others with respect to Torah study. Perek Dalin Mishnah Tezvav, Rabbi Yanai Omer, ein biyadenu lo mishavas harishoim v'af lo miyisuri hasadikim. He says it's not in our hands to be able to explain why the Rishoim are living in tranquility and why the Tzadikim are suffering. So this is a very important philosophical, theological statement. Says the Bar Tanura, what does this mean? Ein hadavar hazeh yadua lanu. Madua derech shem tzlacha, why the wicked prosper? Why the tzaddikim are literally crushed in their suffering? There's no way to explain this. It's just something we should be aware of as Torah Jews. It's not a reason not to continue to follow the derech haTorah as we've been describing up until now. But it's something we should be aware of. It's not something we will be able to explain. Pirush Acher gives another explanation. The Bar Tanura. Ein lanu bizman hagalus, lo mishalva v'hashket sheragil hakadosh baruch hu laseis l'rishoim, kidei l'tardon min ha'olam haba, v'af lo min ha'yisurim ha'miyuchadim la'tzadikim, shehem yisurim shel ahava she'ein bahem bitul Torah. So it says the Bar Tanura like this. He says, this is not just a general, we don't have in our hands to explain, we don't understand this. No, he's saying this is speaking about a fact. The fact is, we're living in Galus, there are things you're not going to see. Typically in Galus, we would see, let's say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving a peace and tranquility to the Rishoyim. This is what he means. We in Galus don't have in our hands, we don't see the Shalvas HaRishoyim. What does that mean? Well, we do see the wicked prospering. And the Yisrim Tzadikim, we see Tzadikim who are suffering. Don't we see that? No, his point is, what we're experiencing now is somewhere is not what we would like to experience. What we like to experience when we see Rishoyim in tranquility and prospering, we know that we have a tradition that's only because they're going to lose their share. Eventually, they're going to be, the wicked are going to be removed from the earth. And then Yemos HaMashiach will arrive. So don't think that when you see the Rishoyim that they're living in peace and tranquility and prospering, don't think that that's a sign of Yemos HaMashiach. Unfortunately, that's not a sign for us. Nor when you see Yisurei Tzadik and the righteous are suffering, we know that's only temporary, and that's also to give them a great L'chedek Olam Haba, and that's what we call Yisurim Shel Ahava, suffering of love, because Hashem wants to give Tzadikim greater reward. Unfortunately, when you see Tzadikim suffering, that's not what we're experiencing either. That's what he's saying. Klomar Yatsanu Mich klal rishoyim. The Baruch Tanur continues. We're not in the category of rishoyim of being able to point that's the rishoyim are suffering for that reason. We're not those people. She'ein lano hashalva she'ish l'rishoyim. We don't have that. In other words, what are we experiencing? Who are we? Do we have the peace and tranquility of Roshan? No, that we don't have. Thankfully, we don't have peace and tranquility. But thankfully, we don't have to say though the peace and tranquility that's happening to us is because we're really wicked and Hashem wants to punish us now, so we lose our chelk al ha'avah. So at least that's not who we are. Ulechlal tzaddikim lo bahiganu, but at the same time, we haven't reached the level of tzaddikim. Shai yisurim shalono enam shalava ki yisur tzaddikim. Nor can we say so. On the one hand, we'll say, "Oh, we're suffering." What does that mean? I guess we're rishoyim, because if we were rishoyim, life would be wonderful. Because Hashem wants to give us everything in this world, so we're punished in the next world. That's okay. We don't have that tranquility. We're in Golus now. We don't see the Shalva of Rosh Hashem. But we also don't see the Yisrael Tzadikim. The Yisrael, the suffering we're experiencing now in Golus, is not Yisrael Shalava either. So it's not like we can chalk up all of the suffering that we're having. I guess because it's Yisrael Shalava, Hashem loves us. He wants to bring Mashiach soon. He wants to give us greater Chayek Olam Haba. Don't assume that's true either. Then the Mishnah says, Rabbi Masa ben Charash Omer, have a makdim bishlom kol adam. First things, we should always be the first one to greet everyone. And this is true even for non-Jews, who should be the ones who are offering the greeting, and not that with the Gemara says about Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai in Brachos Yud Zayin, Shalom Dimo Adam Shalom Meolam, Afilu Nochem Yashok, even a non-Jew in the marketplace, he would never beat him to it. He always said hello and greeted everyone first. Then he says, Veheve Zanov La Arayos, Ve'alti Rosh La Shualim, a famous expression, better that a person be a Zanov, a tail, to the arayos, to the leaders, to the chachamim, and to be a katan amongst them, and not a rosh, not a head to the shualim, who are to the foxes. So the Meiri understands this the following. He says, better to be a talmud to the gedolim, and just a regular student, rather than being a rav, the rabbi, of the tanit. And Medrash Shmuel continues and says like this, interesting. He says, derech ha'ari lahalo says zunavo me'al rosho, v'hashual morid rosho tachas zunavo. The way of the line is that he's the head, he's in charge, we know, of all of the wild animals, he's the king, and yet, what does he do with his tail? He brings his tail above his head. And the shual, the fox, he lowers his tail and puts it below his body. Kach bivnei adam, says the Medrash Shmuel. Hanichbad, the one who's nichbad, like the ari, the lion, mechabe lekatan mimenu, is willing to give honor and respect to those who are lower than he, virolem ayla, and it shows that even that person's superior and greater than I. That's the lion. He's the king, and yet he's willing to take his tail, which represents people who are lower than he, and put it above his head. And the Nikla, the one who is really should be scorned, or the one who is certainly not as important, he's mevazes anichbar. He disgraces the one who he should be honoring, the man who mashpilo, and lowers him. And that's the shual who takes his tail and makes it even lower than he. Some say that alti rosh l'shual means don't be lax in your learning. Because if you're lax in your learning, you'll get to a point where the only way you'll be able to try, the only strategy you'll have to show, to vanquish your friends in learning, to show how great you are, is through deception, like the Shualim also. How were they successful? Only because of through their deception. So better to don't be a rosh the Shualim, be a zanav la arayos. Better that you learn from Tamnei Chachamim, you should lower yourself. And in this way, you'll learn things properly and don't have to fake it through deception like a fox.